Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Brendan Sweeney is joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. He is a CEO of Pop Menu. And Brendan, we are finding that it is very difficult sometimes to get a table at any Chicago restaurant. And at first it was because they said they didn't have enough workers. And now I think that tourists have returned and dining reservations are almost becoming a must to get a table, not only in Chicago, but are you finding cities around the nation?
Oh, yeah. All around the nation. There, you know, never a dull moment in restaurant land, especially the past 2 years. But I was just in Chicago a couple of weeks ago and definitely had to make some different decisions on where we were dining based on how far out you have to get reservations now.
Yeah, I mean, there are restaurants in Chicago where you know you have to have a reservation 3 or 4 months out or you're not getting a table. But there are lots of steakhouses in Chicago, and usually, you know, a day or two out, you can grab a table, especially if you don't want to be seated at 7:30 on a Saturday night. If you know, but I'm finding that that's near impossible as well. What is the reason?
That's right. I mean, you know, one of the big reasons you mentioned, there's definitely been a massive labor shortage for restaurants. It even predates the pandemic. It just got a lot worse, you know, through the pandemic. Still a million plus workers short in the overall restaurant industry. That's part of it. There's also a pent-up demand. There's just so many of us who are dying to spend more time in restaurants after the last 2 years of being cooped up, getting delivery all the time, things like that. And that's driving it. And then, yeah, the warmer weather's out and definitely more tourists, more business travel. And so the hottest places are getting booked up way further out than they used to because of all those different all those different factors. But even, you know, some of the less kind of hot names are having to make you wait a long time for those reservations as well.
And for people who aren't familiar, tell everybody what Pop Menu is about.
Sure. Pop Menu is a platform for restaurants that's really helping them navigate the digital world. Restaurants didn't get into hospitality to mess around with computers and mobile devices, and yet the digital world's gotten so much more complex. And it's just a huge deal for them to navigate, whether it's their website, updating their menu, social, email, ordering, all these different things. And so we're a first-party tool, so not a third-party platform, but we really help them put their best foot forward online and have better connections with their guests.
You know, I am finding that when I do go to a restaurant, the portions are smaller, which is good. It's becoming more European, but we're paying more for less than what we would normally get pre-pandemic. And that a lot of times the service just isn't up to par. And is that because of lack of employees?
It is. I mean, it's tough. You've got inflation. You've had supply chain issues. And the lack of employees is something that's, you know, it's hard to overcome. We're growing as a technology company because there's really nowhere for restaurants to go. They can't manufacture people, right? And so they have to use more and more tools to be more efficient. And it's something I found. I had dinner out with my family a few weeks ago, and it was an awesome place, and the food was incredible, and the service was very slow, and it was obviously they were overwhelmed. And my son was getting agitated, and I was like, got to give him some grace. They're coming off of these unbelievable, you know, kind of macroeconomic conditions. Of course, he didn't care. You know,
you're right. He's like, I'm hungry. Enough, Dad.
Right. We all have to kind of have a little bit of grace and recognize, man, I just argue there's no industry that's been through more the last 2 years than restaurants. And there's still, it's not over. You know, there's still a lot they're dealing with.
A few weeks ago, I ate at a place, a steakhouse in Quincy called The Patio. And then on Friday night, I went to see my friend Noah Gabriel play at Foxfire in Geneva, had a dinner. And the next morning, boom, an email from, I don't know, general manager, somebody saying, how was your experience? Was the food good? Is this the new norm now that every time we dine out, we're going to get a bounce back email asking about, you know, what we thought of our experience?
It is. I mean, I'm definitely getting more of them, and I'm one of these people kind of peddling this practice. You know, the truth is, we love a lot of local restaurants, and there are some of them we just don't get out to as often as we would like to. And part of it's because they're not in touch with us, right? Yeah, there's always a fine line between spam and staying in touch. But I think some of my favorite restaurants, they kind of lose some business from me if they're not saying, hey, here's a special, here's an event, you know, here's a deal that's going on when everyone else in my neighborhood is doing it. And so I think there will be, you know, some balancing out of just how often, you know, emails and more SMS are being sent to kind of keep you coming back, keep you engaged.
Right.
But for right now, we're counseling restaurants like this is your best way to stay in front of people. You've got a lot of, you know, revenue to catch up on that you lost over the last 2 years, and they're listening.
Okay, so dining reservations going to be harder to get this summer, and how far out do you think we should plan if you want to go to your favorite restaurant?
Right. I think most places, 3 to 4 weeks. Like you mentioned, though, some of the hottest ones are 3 to 4 months. And maybe that's kind of, they used to be 3 to 4 weeks. I used to be a person that would definitely book pretty last minute. And now I find myself, as soon as I'm thinking about, you know, a birthday, an anniversary, something like that, I'm going ahead and securing a seat just in case. And so I do think there are still plenty of places where a week is going to work. But if it's somewhere that you know there's buzz and you know that it's really popular, especially if it's fairly new, you want to get that reservation as early as possible. And I would also say there's some cool tech that you can use to you know, if you aren't that proactive like me, you can use some tech to say, okay, I'd like this reservation at this time. And yeah, it says it's not available, but definitely notify me if it comes available. You get a notification, and if you jump on it quickly enough, you can get it even if you're procrastinating.
Okay.
And so it doesn't feel great when there's just a ton of technology involved in hospitality, but some of this is really helpful both to consumers and to restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. If it gets us that table and it helps out the restaurant. Thanks for joining us. Lauren's got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.